Kilo as always. KCAKJL, off the monitoring. Nobody. KCAKJL.
KCAKJL, just from KCAKJL, EDQ, how are you doing this morning?
KCAKJL, doing well. Driving to Ann Arbor from Novi. So, gotta go take care of that whole 10-minute job, and then after that, down to Little Caesars Arena.
That's very good. You're staying busy. I like that. Hopefully you're staying dry. I'm staying in today, and started working at maybe 7:30, so been at it a couple hours and trying to solve some problems here and help people and just trying to take it easy, but we'll see how it goes today. All this rain makes me want to take a nap.
Oh, I 100% agree on that one. Yesterday I went from Auburn Hills to Sturgis to Muskegon and back to home in Memphis.
Yeah, I actually heard you talking about that a little bit yesterday. That's, what was it, 500 or 600 miles that you drove? That's pretty outstanding. You must rack up the miles on the vehicles there. But that's a lot of driving. I don't even know. I wouldn't be able to do that on a regular basis. I would get too tired of driving. It's a bit too much for me. You know, my mom and stepdad and sister live in Florida, and I'll go down there occasionally, and it's, you know, trying to drive down there, you know, and you basically drove halfway there to Florida and doing 500 or 600 miles in one day. That's a lot of driving, sir.
I don't mind it. Like I said, you know, I'm used to going out to Grand Rapids here and there, and, you know, it's not an everyday thing. The guys on the west side, they do it every day. I was just talking to one this probably about a half hour ago that he was in Cadillac and they wanted him to go to Muskegon. And he goes, you know, I'm going to put in a 10-12 hour day if I get all the jobs done. I'm not going to drive two and a half hours to go do a couple jobs to drive two and a half hours back home and turn around and do it the next day. So I will drive out there, do as many as I can, and then come back, and it just solves the problem. But there's less guys on the west side of the state than there is in the Detroit district, so I do what I can to help out.
Yeah, understood. I didn't realize there's quite a bit of presence over in the Grand Rapids area and whatnot. But yeah, trying to go from Cadillac to Muskegon, that would be quite the endeavor. Hopefully they can find some more people to help over there. That would be good, so you don't have to drive so much all over the place. But I'm pretty fortunate. I get to work from home and I don't have to drive that much. And but some people really enjoy the driving. It can be relaxing for some people. I got a couple of meetings coming up here pretty soon, but I heard your call sign, and I wanted to say good morning to you. Wish you a good day. So with that, I'll say 7:30, and I'll let you drive safely. Have a good day. This is KEDQ, back to KCAKJL.
Sounds good, sir. Enjoy your meeting. 73 KFADQ from Kilo, Charlie 8, Kilo, Julie Oscar.
KC8KJO WN8Q.
WN8Q, KCKJO, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm just trying out the new levering DMR repeater up here, north of Harbor Springs and north of Petoskey. So This is the first time I've been on it. Wanted to make sure my radio was programmed accordingly. Over.
You sound like you're sitting right next to me, sir. Clear as a bell. That's the new one? Harbor Springs? Or Harbor Springs, Petoskey? So I know the Petoskey one's up there.
Yes, sir. New one. It's actually on Levering. Would be on, well, it'd be on 31 North towards Mackinac City. Probably a little bit closer to Mackinac City than to Harbor Springs. Over. Just put up about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I could have used it when I was up there. Now I got to find it. Is it on, I'm going to have to find it now on the on their page, unless they don't have the page updated yet for Central Michigan.
Roger that. And the Petoskey one, I'm not sure is connected to the Central Michigan network, although I checked for that. But definitely the Levering Road one is. So the name's Levering. Looks like Peter just wanted to see it. We'll see.
Hey, you broke up a little bit, but I understood you. Yeah, you sound good. I don't know if you're on an HD, but it's linking quite well there to Harbor Springs, so you're doing good. 73D, sir. W8NQ from KGO. And I'll be monitoring.
I am on a handheld. I'm poor.
Copy that, yeah, because I lost you a couple times, but still readable.
WN8Q. WN8Q, Larry, KBSWR, you copy? All right, Larry, look like you're right on the edge before when you were in there. If you start copying, we do have a DMR machine in Petoskey as well, closer to you. It's actually probably right around your corner. So if you're trying to get in, I don't know if you do that one or not, but you can look that one up. And
you
should be able to get into that one, no problem, if you're in that area.
KBSWR. I thought there was one at Petoskey. That's what I got programmed in my radio, KBC8KJO.
Oh, what's that, Tom?
Oh, I knew the Petoskey one is in there because I used that on my Motorola before it died, and I programmed it into WB8E's old MD9600, so I've hit the Petoskey one on more than one occasion being up there. But it's good to know that there's one in Harbor Springs, so I'm holding on the top of the state there. I got another one.
Larry, WN8Q, I was just looking on the Seabridge. He was on MAC, and he was a NEG 122, so he's right on the edge. So I was letting him know it's Petoskey. Petoskey, Harbor Springs, it's all Harbor Springs. It's all in the same Petoskey area, so there's not another one in Harbor Springs, but just a Petoskey repeater. It's north end of Petoskey.
Works for me. Now we need one down by Sturgis, because I was there yesterday, and I was without communications.
Well, like our old saying goes, get your checkbook out.
If money wasn't an option, FBI and CMN would have unlimited repeater sites.
Yeah, I've tried to work down that way, but can't seem to get much cooperation, so have to have a little cooperation to be able to do that stuff. It just doesn't seem to be much help there. On another note, might have another one in the UP if they get some cooperation up there. Sounds like it's pretty doable.
Yeah, and I got and being in Memphis, I see a couple potentials up there also.
Yeah, Sean had something we were going to do. It just hasn't gotten done yet. Would add more coverage for that way.
Well, I know there's a site, I'm not sure if it's currently owned or if it's Ecom. There's an old long line site in the area of Smith's Creek that's like 200 feet. That might be a thought process too, maybe. We can get a little bit into St. Clair County.
The Ashon project was supposed to get coverage out that way, but like I said, got busy and never got it together. Still in the works.
That'd be most fun. That way I can, instead of using my open spot, I can use my handheld if I got a site close by for DMR. The closest one is Mount Clemens right now. So, yeah, if we eventually get something out there, that'd be coolios. And I do have a little bit of influence in the city of Memphis.
Takes the question. Repeaters about, I think the SLRs are going for about 3,200 now we get them for, so. Set of cans for a few hundred, yada, yada, yada. It just takes money.
100%, like I said, if I had cash flow, I'd be definitely donating to the network any way I could. KCKJ for ID.
I'm sure. Okay, I just wanted to pass that along. If Larry was listening up there, let him know, so.
73, KBSWR. 73, KCKJL. KCKJL. KCKJL monitoring, statewide 1.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring.
KCKJL.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray monitoring. Truck Route 51, statewide 1.
KCKJO on statewide 1, stuck in traffic like everybody else. KCKJO.
V8MS monitoring.
NAPCT listening, statewide 1.
You sound good, sir, up there in Indian River. I'm over here by Selfridge Air Base. KCKJO. Sorry, let's try it again. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Sorry for the hiccup.
KCKJO, NAPZT, no echo on my end. You're sounding wonderful. I'm actually in Petoskey right now, though, on a shooting 20 watts out of DB25D radiosity unit. Just a very small mag mount antenna on my car. So I'm glad I'm able to, I'm glad it's getting down here. There's a lot of trees and stuff in between, and I'm glad it's getting through. You sound all right?
Yeah, 5.9. Definitely. Sound really good. Yeah, I'm on Mount Clemens tower for DMR, and you're on the Petoskey on a 9.5. There's a, what is it, MI-1 up there, too, in Petoskey.
MI-1 or MI-5?
MI-5 is DMR, MI-1 is UHF, EHF. Well, there's a UHF link up there to the FBI network down here in Mount Clemens.
Analog or DMR?
Analog.
Yeah, I know the W8 CCE repeater is connected to something up here going down the state a bit. I'll have to look up the MI-1. I haven't heard of that. I may know it under another name. You say that one's a local UHF though, UHF analog?
Yeah, I believe there's an analog UHF up there. It's part of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. website is whiskey8charliemarynovember.net, and you can be able to see all the channels from there.
Yeah, this particular repeater I'm on is north of Indian River. It's a little southeast of Sheboygan and northeast of Indian River. In fact, you're right across from the Sheboygan County Humane Society. One single lone tower. You can't miss it. And I drove around it once. There's a road there, and it's pretty well set up. In fact, the entirety of this network amazes me the more I use it. It's, you know, just it works, and the people that put it together, I'm very grateful that we have such a dedicated a group of people. I asked if they have meetings and stuff. I said, no, we just have repeaters, and that's fine by me. You know, hopefully I'm going to be able to send a donation in here sooner or later. I would say this is arguably the best digital network in Lower Michigan. Yeah, name here is Stephen, by the way, N-8-D-Z-T.
Yeah, this is Tom, Tango Oscar. Sorry, Tom. Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Oh, I got a frog in my throat all day today.
Yeah, I've had some dry throat issues this year, too. I work at a hotel, and I think the AC system has something to do with it. You know, I'll be fine the entire day, and I'll get to work. And it'll be like, start hacking and coughing, and it's just dry throat, so it's definitely atmospheric. I tend to get some liquid at that point.
It's probably because I was eating some cashews and some dried mango. That's probably why I got a little bit because it was spiced.
I doubled with you. Go ahead and repeat again, please. The time I believe I doubled with you, I got the last part of that.
You know, I just often get a little phlegmy, but it's also probably the humidity that's out here and pollen or something, you know, messes up with my allergies.
Yeah, definitely. Do you work outside by any chance?
All depends on my job for the day.
I heard the phrase for the day. Is that correct?
All depends on my job for the day. I'm a security technician, tech specialist, and sometimes I'm outside because that's where some of my, you know, my access readers are outside, like parking gates and shipping gates, things like that, and of course external card readers for the doors. So on occasion I am outside, but not all the time.
Yeah, I've got a friend in fellow ham up here. He basically builds the wiring and radio stuff in for police cars, and other public service vehicles, sirens and the light bars. You know, he'll take a shell, rip it down to its bare bones, and then put it all back together again with all the stuff in it. And he works for a company that specializes in that. And I'm sure he's outside frequently for some things as well. So, yeah, I get it. Code readers and whatnot. Sounds like it keeps you varied anyway.
100%. I've been with the company for 32 years, and I've been out in the field for 25, 26 of those 32 years. I was in the office as a central station operator for about 5 years.
Well, congratulations on your job, job tenacity there. That's good. I've been in my current line of work for about 10 years. I work as a night auditor for a hotel here. I started, although I am from Gaylord, Michigan originally, I moved around a bit. I was in South Dakota for a while, in the Black Hills region. I worked for the largest casino hotel and convention center in Deadwood, South Dakota, 13 miles outside of Sturgis. So I got to enjoy Bike Week for a few years, which was fun. And I transitioned to Michigan, back here, and I've been working for this company for just short of 5 years. I had my 4th year anniversary, and I'm going to be at my 5 year next year, July-ish. I do the graveyard shift.
I'll be right back.
Copy that. NEPZG. NEPZG, listen.
KJKJ, I'll be back in a bit, Steve. I just got to check out another radio.
NEPZG. Okay, Tom. Nice talking with you. I'm back in the river from Potassium. My neighbor in the car here. We had to do some government stuff, and you know, we're heading back from Walmart, from shopping, and I will catch you on the other house. So, frequency. The weather's good where you are. It's cold up here, but it's dry anyway. NAPZG.
NAPZG. Sounds good. I'll talk to you in a bit. 73KCKGO. KCKGO, statewide one.